Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now let's get started with today's profile of Juan Vargas, the representative from California's 52nd District. Juan Vargas's biography. Juan Carlos Vargas, born on March 7, 1961, in National City, California, is a prominent Democratic politician who has dedicated his life to public service. As the son of Mexican immigrants, Vargas grew up in a working-class family in San Diego County, where he developed a deep appreciation for hard work and education. He often speaks of the sacrifices his parents made to give him and his siblings opportunities they didn't have, a narrative that resonates with many of his constituents in the 52nd District. Vargas's path to politics began with a strong foundation in education. He attended the University of San Diego, where he earned his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. During his time there, he became active in student leadership and local community service, setting the stage for his future in public office. After graduating, Vargas pursued a Master of Arts in Humanities at Fordham University in New York City. His studies were deeply influenced by his Jesuit faith, which continues to play a central role in his life and political philosophy. After completing his master's degree, Vargas attended Harvard Law School, where he earned his Juris Doctor. His time at Harvard not only honed his legal skills but also exposed him to broader national and global issues, further fueling his desire to serve his community. Following law school, Vargas worked as an attorney before transitioning into the nonprofit sector, where he focused on affordable housing and community development in San Diego. Vargas's political career began in earnest in 1993 when he was elected to the San Diego City Council. During his time on the council, he became known for his focus on public safety, affordable housing, and environmental protection. He was instrumental in passing key measures to improve infrastructure and community resources in underserved areas of the city. In 2000, Vargas was elected to the California State Assembly, representing the 79th District. During his tenure in the Assembly, he championed legislation on issues such as consumer protection, healthcare access, and renewable energy. His commitment to social justice and equity earned him a reputation as a progressive voice in California politics. After a brief hiatus from elected office, Vargas returned to politics in 2012 when he won a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing California's 51st District. Following redistricting, he now serves California's 52nd District, which encompasses parts of San Diego County, including Chula Vista and Imperial Beach. As a congressman, Vargas has focused on immigration reform, environmental sustainability, and veterans issues, reflecting the diverse needs of his district. Today, Vargas serves on the House Financial Services Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee, where he continues to advocate for policies that promote economic growth, social equity, and global cooperation. His personal story, professional accomplishments, and commitment to his constituents make him a respected figure in Congress. Juan Vargas, why people support him. Juan Vargas has garnered strong support from his constituents and colleagues for his steadfast commitment to the issues that matter most to the 52nd District. One of the primary reasons people support Vargas is his dedication to immigration reform. As the son of immigrants, Vargas has a personal connection to the struggles faced by immigrant families. He has been a vocal advocate for comprehensive immigration reform, including pathways to citizenship, protection for dreamers, and humane treatment of asylum seekers. This advocacy has made him a trusted voice among immigrant communities in his district and beyond. Another key area of support for Vargas is his work on economic development and job creation. Representing a district with diverse industries ranging from agriculture to biotechnology, Vargas has focused on policies that promote economic growth and innovation. His efforts to secure federal funding for infrastructure projects and workforce training programs have been widely praised by constituents and local leaders alike. Vargas is also known for his commitment to environmental protection and sustainability. With San Diego County's coastline and natural resources at the heart of his district, Vargas has prioritized policies that address climate change, protect marine ecosystems, and expand access to clean energy. his support for renewable energy initiatives and environmental conservation efforts has earned him accolades from environmental organizations and voters who care deeply about these issues. Healthcare access is another cornerstone of Vargas's platform. He has worked to expand Medicaid, reduce prescription drug costs, and protect funding for community health centers. His advocacy for affordable and accessible healthcare resonates strongly with constituents who face rising healthcare costs and limited access to services. Vargas's background in public safety also appeals to many voters. During his time on the San Diego City Council and in the State Assembly, he prioritized measures to improve emergency response times, enhance public safety infrastructure, and support law enforcement. These efforts have contributed to his reputation as a leader who prioritizes the well-being of his community. Additionally, Vargas's commitment to veterans has made him a respected figure among military families in his district. San Diego County is home to a large population of active duty service members and veterans, and Vargas has worked to ensure they have access to healthcare, education benefits, and job opportunities. His advocacy for military families reflects his understanding of the sacrifices they make and his dedication to honoring their service. Finally, Vargas's approachable demeanor and strong ties to his community make him a relatable and trusted representative. He frequently engages with constituents through town halls, community events, and listening sessions, ensuring that their voices are heard in Washington. Supporters view him as a leader who genuinely cares about their concerns and works tirelessly to address them. Juan Vargas, why people don't support him. While Juan Vargas enjoys significant support in his district, he is not without critics. One area of contention is his position on certain financial and trade policies. As a member of the House Financial Services Committee, Vargas has supported measures that some critics argue favor large financial institutions over smaller businesses and individual consumers. Opponents contend that his stance on deregulation could undermine consumer protections and exacerbate economic inequality. Another point of criticism is Vargas's approach to housing policy. While he has advocated for affordable housing initiatives, some constituents feel that these efforts have not gone far enough to address the housing crisis in San Diego County. The region continues to face high housing costs and a shortage of affordable options, leading critics to question the effectiveness of Vargas's policies in this area. Vargas's environmental policies, while praised by many, have also drawn criticism from those who feel they do not adequately balance economic and environmental concerns. For example, his support for certain renewable energy projects has raised questions about potential impacts on local industries and communities. Opponents argue that more comprehensive planning is needed to ensure that environmental initiatives benefit all stakeholders. Immigration is another area where Vargas faces criticism, albeit from opposing sides of the political spectrum. While many constituents appreciate his advocacy for immigrant rights, others feel that his policies are too lenient and could strain public resources. These critics argue for stricter immigration enforcement and express concerns about the economic and social impacts of Vargas's proposals. Additionally, Vargas's voting record on defense and foreign policy has sparked debate. As a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he has supported measures that some critics view as overly interventionist. Opponents argue that these policies could escalate conflicts and divert resources from domestic priorities. Finally, some critics question Vargas's effectiveness in Congress. While he has been successful in securing federal funding for certain projects, opponents argue that his overall legislative impact has been limited compared to other members of Congress. They contend that more aggressive leadership is needed to address the district's pressing issues, from housing affordability to infrastructure modernization. Despite these critiques, Vargas remains a respected figure among his supporters, who believe that his dedication to social equity, economic growth, and environmental sustainability outweighs the challenges he faces in addressing complex policy issues. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.